When he awoke, it was as though he were a feverish, frightened 10-year-old. His hair was wet, his shirt cold, damp, and clinging. The room, a room in the sheriff's office, into which he'd locked himself before falling asleep at a desk, was dull with near darkness. Listening, he could hear Mrs. Richardson's telephone ringing in the adjacent office, but she was not there to answer it. The office was closed. On his way out, he walked past the ringing phone with determined indifference, and then hesitated. It might be Marie, calling to ask if he was still working and should she wait dinner.
Mr. A.A. Dewey, please. Kansas City calling.
This is Mr. Dewey.
Go ahead, Kansas City. Your party is on the line.
Al?
Brother Nye.
Yes, brother.
Get ready for some very big news.
I'm ready.
Our friends are here. Right here in Kansas City.
How do you know?
Well, they aren't exactly keeping it a secret. Hickok's written checks from one side of town to the other, using his own name.
His own name? That must mean he doesn't plan to hang around long. Either that or he's feeling awful damn sure of himself. So Smith's still with him?
Oh, they're together, okay. But driving a different car. A 1956 Chevy. Black and white two-door job.
Kansas tags?
Kansas tags. And listen, Al, are we lucky? They bought a television set, see? Hickok gave the salesman a check. Just as they were driving off, the guy had the sense to write down the license number, jotted on the back of the check. Johnson County License 16212.
Check the registration.
Guess what?
It's a stolen car.
Undoubtedly. But the tags were definitely lifted. Our friends took them off a wrecked DeSoto in a KC garage.
Know when?
Yesterday morning. The boss, Logan Sanford, sent out an alert with the new license number and a description of the car.
How about the Hickok farm? If they're still in the area, it seems to me sooner or later they'll go there.
Don't worry. We're watching it. Al?
I'm here.
That's what I want for Christmas. All I want. To wrap this up. Wrap it up and sleep till New Year's. Wouldn't that be one hell of a present?
Well, I hope you get it.
Well, I hope we both do.
Afterward, as he crossed the darkening courthouse square, pensively scuffing through dry mounds of unraked leaves, Dewey wondered at his lack of elation. Why, when he now knew that the suspects were not forever lost in Alaska or Mexico or Timbuktu, when the next second an arrest might be made, why was it he felt none of the excitement he ought to feel? The dream was at fault, for the treadmill mood of it had lingered, making him question Nye's assertions, in a sense disbelieve them. He did not believe that Hickok and Smith would be caught in Kansas City. They were invulnerable.